Most of us maybe want to know, what is self. This is a big problem. Why you have this problem, And in it's I want to understand why you have this problem. I'm trying to understand. And even though it seems to me, even though you try to understand who are you, it is, it is endless trip, And you will never see yourself. You say to sit without thinking too much is difficult. Just to sit is difficult. But more difficult thing will be to try to think about yourself. This is much more difficult. To do it's maybe easy, But to have some conclusion to it, it's almost impossible. And you will continue it until you become crazy. That is, when you don't know what to do with yourself, or when you don't know, when you find out it is impossible to know who you are, you become crazy. Moreover, your culture is based on the idea of self and science and Christianity. So those elements, idea of Christianity or sinful idea of Christianity, or, idea of science, scientific-oriented mind, makes your confusion greater. You try to always, when you sit, perhaps most of you sit to improve your dhazen. That idea of it, to improve, it's a very Christian-like, idea. And at the same time, a scientific idea to improve, you acknowledge some improvement of our culture or civilization. We understand our civilization improved a lot. But, when we say scientific, in sense of science, or improve means before you went to Japan by ship, now you go to airplane, or jumbo plane. That is improvement. So when you say some improvement, it includes idea of value. And that is at the same time, you know. Base of our framework of our society, economy. Now, I understand you are rejecting that kind of, you know, idea of civilization. But you do not, you know, reject the idea of improvement. You still try to improve something. And I think in Christianity, you know, all the improvement or civilization should be, you know, it should be end. When the last, what do you call it, last, you know, when you are judged, you know, when what you have done is judged by God, you should go to hell. You have done, you have made an atomic bomb, so you should go to hell. You invented, you know, jumbo jet plane, so you should go to hell. And then you got, that is the end of everything. So our society has some end, you know. When we have end, we say, you can say improvement. You are improving just to go to, improving our civilization just to go to hell. That is, you know, improvement according to, for the Christian, you know. My friend, Hagiwara, is very Christian, you know, oriented, has very Christian-oriented mind. Or he criticized always, you know. People, scientists, who are trying to go to the moon. You know, someday all of us will be, you know, must go to hell by trying that kind of thing. He always says to me, at first I couldn't understand what he meant, actually. Now, you know, I have some clear understanding, you know, how he feels. He believes in, you know, last judgment of God. What I'm talking about is the idea of improvement, which we Buddhists do not, you know, have so much. Nowadays, you know, in Japan or in China, all the people are trying to improve on their way of life. We are deeply involved in the idea of improvement of something, to improve something. This kind of element, you know, of idea of to practice, when you practice something, you maybe try to improve yourself, and you want to know yourself more, you know, psychological way. That is why you are involved in, interested in psychology so much. But psychology will tell you about your psychological things. But psychology will not tell you exactly who you are. It is one of the many, you know, interpretation of your mind, one of the many. So, if you go to, you know, psychologist or psychiatrist, endlessly you will have new information about about you. Endless. So as long as you are going, maybe you feel, you know, some release. You feel as if, you know, all the burden you have, psychological, you have, you know, you will be released, the burden you carry by psychologist, by psychiatrist. But, you know, the way we understand ourselves is quite different from that kind of understanding. This morning, I want to introduce Tozan's, you know, famous saying. Tozan, the founder of Chinese Soto school. He said, don't try to see yourself maybe objectively. Maybe we can say scientific way. He didn't say so, but don't try to see something which was given to you, you know. Don't, well, in other words, don't try to see, you know, some information about you, which is given to you by some objective truth. That is information. He said, "Real you is quite different from the information you will have. Real you is not that kind of thing. I go by myself, my own way," he says. "I go by myself in my own way. Wherever I see, I meet with myself. Wherever I go, I meet myself. When you..." So, you know, he rejects that kind of effort to try to cling to the information about yourself. But you should, he says, but you should go, you know, alone with your legs. Or you should, you know, in other words, you should practice our way, you know, with people. Whatever people may say, you should go your way. And you should practice with people. This is, you know, another point. With people is another point. It means to meet yourself is to practice with people, to meet yourself. When you will see yourself, someone's practice, you know, if you see someone practicing hard, you will see yourself. You say, you know, if you are impressed by someone's practice, oh, she is doing very well, you know, that she is not she or you, something more than that. Oh, she is doing very well, you know. What is she? After thinking, you know, for a while, oh, she is there, I am here. But when you, you know, struck, when you are impressed by her practice, you know, that her is not you or she. When you see it, when you struck by it, that is actually real you. You is, you know, tentatively I say you, but it is that you is pure experience of practice. As long as you are trying to, you know, improve yourself, having some idea of, you know, core of idea of self, you know, trying to improve yourself, that is wrong practice. That is not practice we mean. When you, you know, empty your mind, you know, when you give up everything and just practice Zazen with your open mind, whatever you see, and that is to meet yourself. There is you, you know. You which is beyond she or he or me. So as long as you are clinging to the idea of self, and trying to improve your practice, trying to, you know, to find out something, or to see, you know, improved self, better self, or to find better practice, then your practice, you know, is in astray. You have no time to, you know, to reach the goal. So eventually you will be tired out. And you will say, Zen is no good. I practiced Zazen for 10 years, but I didn't gain anything. But if you just come here and sit with sincere student and find yourself among them. And, you know, then that is, if you continue in that way, our practice, that is our practice. And this kind of experience could be everywhere, as Dozan said. Wherever I go, I meet myself, I meet with myself. If he sees water, that is he himself. Even though he cannot see himself in the water, you know, to see water is enough for him. I think I don't want to, you know, criticize some other religion, Christianity or anything. But if you do not understand the nature of the religion, you know, you believe in, you will be lost. Even though you are very good Christian, you say you are very good Christian. Or even though people say you are good Christian, but, you know, you will be lost if you don't understand how to be a good Christian. Teaching is good, but when you don't understand the real teaching, you will be lost. So actually, for a Christian, you know, if you go to church and do this, you don't do this, but I don't know, this way or that way, or that is enough. You know, there is, you know, complete liberation. You are saved at that time. Because you pray for God for something, you know. You cannot save yourself. Actually, you know, when you are already saved, you know, you say, you know, you pray for his help. That is why, you know, you cannot be a good Christian. So how you understand yourself is not to understand yourself objectively, or try to cling to the information, you know, from various sources. If people say you are crazy, okay, I am crazy. If people say you are bad student, okay, I am bad student. But I'm trying, you know, pretty hard. that is enough, you know. In this way, when you continue, or when you sit in that way, accepting, yourself, and accepting everything with yourself. When you are involved in various, silly problem, you should sit with the problem you have. You know, that is you, at that time. When you try to get out of it, out of them, that is already wrong practice. If you cling to some idea created by you, like self or some objective world, you will be lost in objective world, which you created by your mind. So you are creating one after another, so there's no end. There are many kinds of world. And, you are creating. To create it may be very interesting. To see many things is very interesting, but you should not be lost in it. Another side of our practice is we try to think and we try to act. We do not try to, to be like a stone. We for us, our everyday life is our practice. Instead of being enslaved by thinking mind or imagination or emotional activity, we just think in its true sense, thinking mind, thinking in activity comes out from true self, which includes everything. Before we think in our practice, trees and birds and everything is thinking, And when they think, they grow. They sing, That is their thinking. There's no need for us to think, more than that. If you see things as it is, that is thinking. Already we are thinking. This kind of pure thinking is the thinking mind we have in our practice. So we have always freedom from ourselves too. And we can see things as it is. At the same time, we can think about things. for us there's no truth or no horse food. Because we have no particular, you know, standard for our thinking, standard which to which we cling to.